This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Thank God. It's time for Drew's News, your joyride down Good News Falls. And with me at the desk is two besties I'd love to hop in a barrel and float on down the river with. It's Cameron Auntie Poo Poo Diaz. And Rosie Rosnathieu! And together they make Auntie Rossi Poo. All right, Poo Poo, I want to dedicate this segment to you. When I was trying to basically, let's face it was an audition. And I really felt strongly about this particular segment. It was very personal for me. But to convince everybody of this idea, I had to put it in the sales tape and sell this segment. So, of course, I'm going to take you back to that audition sales tape. Let's look back at the very first Drew's News in history.
The one thing I don't like doing with you is hiking, because you have these giant great like German shepherds and you have these long legs. You are a Great Dane. And I have these short dogs and the legs of a corgi dog. And I literally can't keep up with you.
No, it's a kind of a comedy act. I look back, she's like she's like seething her face. She's just so angry at me.
I know.
And I have to stop every 5 seconds. I'm like, come on, let's go. What's the matter?
It's like a gazelle in an armadillo. That's what us hiking looks like. So, thank you for helping me convince everyone of this segment.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure.
It was a hard sell, and, you know, I also think when it came to that banter, that camaraderie, that bouncing off each other, talking about the news stories and then sharing feelings and opinions about it, when you're alone, you don't have anyone to do that with. So Rossi Ross Matthews, thank God, showed up and saved a girl.
You're here. Will you go through some stories with us today?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, let's hit it. First up, some breaking news from the International House of Pancakes. Yeah, we bring you the stories you want to know. USA Today reports IHOP has some new menu items for your next bestie brunch. Bubbles, wine, and brews. That's right. Alcohol is on the menu at IHOP, officially making them the International House of Pow, Pow, Pow. Oh, my God. IHOP, you know how I love brunch. Brunch is a way of life for me, but I'm just worried at IHOP, when you're drinking, it's going to be go from IHOP to I wasted to I drunk tested my ex to I hate myself in the morning. You know, that's a really slippery slope.
It sounds like profit for IHOP.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, you know, I have a suggestion for IHOP as you boost your sales. Nothing goes with a big old stack of buttermilk pancakes like a crisp, refreshing glass of wine that's clean, organic, and from winemaker Cameron Diaz.
Oh! Selling the product.
I know. She's like my support here.
Well,
biggest supporter.
You know, I'd like you to quickly tell everyone else what you told me, because you made me realize that I didn't know about wine.
Sure. So my partner, my co-founder, Catherine Power, and I, we love to drink wine, and we were drinking wine one day and realized that, you know, everything else in our life we're leveling up on. Everything we drink, eat is organic, and we just realized we never question what was in wine, and sort of naively thinking that it was just fermented grapes. And then we sort of took this deep dive into winemaking And we found out that there's over 73 ingredients that can be added to wine without any disclosure. And so we kind of just made clean, delicious wine. So we don't add any extra sugar. We don't add any colors or concentrates. It's all organic. And we made, first and foremost, delicious wine. Am I correct?
The only thing I am upset about this wine with is that I don't have enough. So let me just hear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Cheers. No. It's actually glass, you guys.
Okay.
Whoa.
That was a big gulp. It's so good.
IHOP, it's called Aveline.
Wow.
Cameron, it's your story.
Okay, great. Thank you. My turn. Okay, so there's a new trend in dating we have to talk about. In Style Reports, it's called hardballing.
Ooh, ouch.
I mean, I know.
Like it already. Right? I mean,
whoa. And this is the definition of it, okay? So don't get so crazy, okay? And it's when you treat your dating life like you're running a Fortune 500 company. And you're the CEO of that company, and you make hard decisions, and you make them fast. So anyone who doesn't meet your criteria has got to go. Ross?
Yeah. I think you should treat it like a business. If you're not what I'm looking for, get out. Next. Move on. But I also think there's a time in people's lives where you should play a little softball, if you know what I mean. Like, just have some fun. I have a girlfriend who kept saying, these guys keep leaving me. They keep leaving me. I go, well, what are the first dates like? She says, well, I ask them if they want kids. I'm like, girl, what are you doing on date one? You don't ask if you want kids. You ask if you like pizza or the color blue.
She was a natural hardballer from the beginning because she's like, this is what I want. Are you in? No. So she shouldn't be looking at it that they're leaving her. She should be going, you know what? You don't add up to me. You don't. You're not at my place. But that's okay. Then you at least know. You know what I mean? At least you know, like, we're not in the same place. And I think that's what dating is all about.
I hear you. I think it's just important to know what you want. And when you see it, hold on to it. And if you find something that's not for you, don't be afraid to move on. Don't be afraid to leap onto the unknown, because you'll find what you need eventually.
And mostly, if the other person is not holding on to you, let go of them.
Okay, ding, ding, that part. Yes, please. Been there.
That might be my favorite piece of advice that came out of this. All right. Next, Cameron, I have a TikTok video that I want to show you. Take a look.
If you don't have earbuds, okay, it's hard. It's hard to talk on the phone. It just keeps on falling out. So go old school. Analog. Just get it involved. You gotta plug it in. It's not wireless.
What?
Can you name that person?
Tom Cruise.
Okay, so you see Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Okay, that is not Tom Cruise. It's actually this new thing. It's called a deep fake. CNN Business reports that there are dozens of these deep fake Tom Cruise videos, and they've gotten millions and millions of views on TikTok. But they were actually made by a visual effect artist, in this case, Chris Ume, using artificial intelligence, CGI, and a real actor.
What? What?
That's terrifying.
I know, and the reason that I wanted to bring this up is because there's a lot of misinterpreters out there, a lot of misinformation, and you may think someone is saying something out there or being someone or doing something, but it's actually not that person. So Chris says that with his work with celebs like Tom, it's just for fun, and he just wanted to do videos that he had, you know, were having fun with, and he'd take them down, and he's removing them. But let's just be aware of deepfakes. Let's know they exist so we can empower ourselves that if we see something that's questionable, we question it. And, you know, if you ever see a video of me ripping down the highway, flipping people the bird out of my window and my minivan, that's not a deep fake. That's real. I drive a minivan, and I have road rage, so live with it.
Most importantly, I just want to say, if anybody ever does this for me, just put me on a face with a better jawline, okay? Oh, hey, and before we go, parents love embarrassing their kids just for sport. Do you ever do that?
No. I would never do that to my child.
Okay, well, just wait till they go to college, okay? Because the gold medal for this goes to David and Whitney Scott, from Arkansas. When their daughter moved to college this fall, Fox News reports that they gave her a giant blanket with their faces on it, right? Just to embarrass them at school. This, I mean, save your money. Nobody wants this gift. I'd rather have a gift with Tom Cruise's face on it, okay?
You and me both.
Okay, we've been drinking a little bit the whole time. Hey, can I ask you, by the way, where can I get your wine?
We're in, like, grocery stores all across the country.
Yay!
So we can actually get it. Real people can get it.
You can get it. You can walk down your grocery aisle. Can I say that you can go to drinkavaline.com?
Of course.
And we have a bottle locator on our site. You just put in your zip code. We'll tell you where the closest bottle of Avaline is to you. We're just there, you guys. We're just waiting for you to enjoy.
And if you go to the DrewBarrymoreShow.com, we're going to show you right how to get over to the Avaline site and get your glass and get a drink in.
Thank you.
All right. Now, it's almost time to go, but we love to leave you with a little something to take on the road. It's a tradition for us, and it's called the doggy bag.
And today, it's an L.A. institution, Denim Doctors on Beverly Boulevard. They can make your favorite jeans last forever. They do alterations and repairs, and they can even turn your favorite jeans into maternity jeans with elastic band.
Hey.
And you don't have to be in L.A. You can send your jeans to the Denim Doctors from wherever you are. So take a look.
I am so excited to have the one and only, you know her as Cameron Diaz. I know her as Auntie Poo Poo. And she's co-hosting the entire Bestie Hour because we're besties and tell them about everybody in the audience.
And everybody in the audience here are also all besties, which is so much fun.
And our next guests, actually, they reached out to us and they said they hadn't seen each other in over 2 years. And, well, because this is the Bestie Hour, we were like, we need to reunite them.
My name is Angela, and I would absolutely love to be reunited with my best friend, Jackie. We've been best friends ever since the seventh grade, which is 18 years ago now, which is absolutely crazy to me. And we just love each other so much. We've been there for each other throughout all of our major life events, but we have not been able to see each other at all throughout the past year because of COVID. So we are both very much looking forward to the day that we can be reunited, and it would be even more special if it was able to be on your show because we are both huge fans of yours.
Please welcome Angela.
Angela, welcome.
The pandemic wasn't the only thing that kept you from Jackie. Is there another reason that you haven't seen her?
Yeah, so throughout a pretty good portion of the pandemic, Jackie has been pregnant.
Oh, wow, that's okay.
Yeah, which of course is so exciting when it's your best friend being pregnant. However, that also kind of gave me a reason to not want to see her just because, you know, don't want to chance anything with COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were actually supposed to see each other a few months ago for her baby shower, but unfortunately it ended up needing to be canceled because she was hospitalized and she ended up delivering her daughter like 3 months early.
What?
I know, it was so scary.
God.
But thankfully now it's months later and she is at home and healthy and the baby is beautiful and her name is Vivian. But I still haven't gotten to meet her, and I haven't been able to hug my best friend yet, and it's been really, really hard not having that.
I understand. Well, guess what? The wait is finally over. Are you ready to reunite with Jackie?
Yes,
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
On the new baby.
You know, as if being pregnant isn't scary enough, let's just throw a pandemic on top of it and then a premature birth.
How did you
And COVID. I did have COVID as well.
So. And you did have COVID?
Yeah, while I was pregnant.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Oh, my gosh.
Twice.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Superwoman.
Wow. You took the words right out of my mouth. What's your advice on keeping a cool head on your shoulders and being strong and surviving through so many things that could take people down with fear?
I'm a lot of support. Family. I have my family on the next block. And she was amazing with keeping in touch with me, even though we couldn't be face to face, but she would check in on me every single Monday was like our thing. And she would, how are you doing? What's going on? And that was kind of what kept me together during that time, for sure.
So do you feel comfortable with her being able to meet your baby?
Yeah, I do.
Thank gosh, because your baby is here and you're going to get to meet her. And Jackie, that's right. After this segment, you are going to go and meet this little bundle of joy.
Oh, my goodness.
As we've been so fortunate to do, hand each other our babies. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited for this moment for you not only to reunite, but for you to meet the most important person now in your little tribe. So I'm so excited for you both. To get to do that together now. All right. Well, Angela and Jackie, congratulations on everything that you conquered. And we're so glad to bring you back together.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you. Angela and Jackie, I just want to say one thing really quickly. There's someone actually I want to call out from the audience. Where are you, Mel? Melissa Bochco is my oldest friend. We met when I was 7, and next year will be our 40th anniversary.
We really did it! We did it!
May we all have the privilege and fortune of reaching 40, 50, 60 years. We celebrate it in marriage.
Yeah.
We need to celebrate it in friendship.
Agreed.
So, all right, everybody. Angela and Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. This
thank
is just so
us.
Much fun, such a privilege. This is goodbye. And I just want to thank you so much, Auntie Poo Poo, otherwise known as Cameron Diaz, to everyone else on the planet. But
thanks, Poops. Love you.
Love you so much.
Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.